226 and change here on the Dan York Show. Kind of a lazy, hazy day in summer. That's when you can't let your guard down too much, because it's when all the plotting is being done. Justin Katz, one of the originators of a terrific website known as Anchor Rising. Now, Justin and his team, you know, appear with Matt Allen on a weekly basis, at least, I know. And Matt's scary picture is on the Anchor Rising website, trying to look like a tough guy. Why don't you demand he, like, get a smile on his face in that picture or something? I don't get what this notion that he's trying to scare the pants off everybody. It's like he's a big teddy bear, for crying out loud. I don't get that. I think you ought to talk to him about that.
I think you foster an image where that's the nice the balance. You go on thinking he's going to be the tough talk radio guy, and he's friendly, regular Joe.
Exactly. You know, this whole internet thing, I mean, it's actually passe, I think, to start talking about, geez, is this internet really having impact? I mean, it's like, duh, there's a duh factor to that now. So mm-hmm. It's really, 4 years ago still, I think you could be asking the question, so tell me, do you think the internet will have an impact? Obviously, the internet is not only a player, but a, you know, interactive and web media have really not only put a dent, but taken their place in the way things operate. Yet, it's still only in very, very small doses a profit media center, correct?
Right. That's still the holy grail, is finding a way to make money off it.
Right. What's the formula?
If I knew that, I wouldn't be covered in plaster dust right now.
No, I get that. So after all, was it 4 years now that you guys have had the website?
Four and a half or so.
Do you have an instinct as to what's necessary or what makes a website become a profitable tool or player in the media game?
Well, some combination of direct donations and advertising is probably about where the source lies. I mean, it depends, because there's such a variety of emphases on blogs. There are some that are strictly objective media or are striving for that. There are some that are overtly activistic. Those activistic ones could pick up, you know, donations from people who have an interest in furthering that cause.
But as a commercial enterprise, I'm not just talking about anchorrising.com, but Most, I'm guessing, I don't know what the data is, but 90%+ of content websites are in that spectrum from hobby to activism, but they're not profit centers.
Right. I mean, there are a few. For example, the big grand poobah of the whole blogosphere is Glenn Reynolds at Instapundit, and he was, when you get to the point where you're getting a million visits a day, opportunities start to open up.
Dude.
Right. And
of course, you're Rhode Island based. Mm-hmm. In other words, you're focused on what's happening at home. So your market, although the internet is worldwide, your market for content is finite. Which presents a little bit of a challenge for you. We'll talk more about that. It's 2:30. I'm getting the wave down. I got to get into Carolyn and see what's going on in the newsroom. Then we'll come back. Justin Katz is the one of the creators of AnchorRising.com. I would think for anybody listening to this show, a must read. It's easy to spell, AnchorRising.com. Carolyn, what's going on?